It's time for Room Noise. We're going to be, no, that's not the name of the show.
We need to do a show called Room Noise.
All right. It's time for Trailer Dump, all Frozen 2 trailer edition. Here's the origin of this. I mistakenly believed I found 15 minutes worth of trailers for Frozen 2 that I hadn't seen. So I said, let's just do that and give up. And that's what we're doing. Disney Plus landed this week. This has nothing to do with it. All right, so Frozen 2. We're going to play it and then pause and watch and then talk.
Sounds like a plan.
It's actually only 5 minutes. Frank is misleading.
As north as we can go, once stood an enchanted forest.
All right, that was the first trailer was 2.5 minutes long. I saw none of that anywhere else. Very little of that. Have any of you seen this trailer before?
I watched it earlier today.
Well, other than that, have we ever covered it on this stupid network?
No,
we probably have.
I believe that's the final trailer.
Okay, I feel like we should have covered that before. I don't think I've ever seen it. Have you done it on a different trailer dump I never been to?
I feel like we've probably have mentioned Frozen 2 and maybe even this particular trailer, but not gone in depth about it and just been like,
I feel like
so
you have
Frozen,
no information
so
to give
Frozen
here.
2 is a thing.
I feel like probably maybe we did this.
I don't think we did. I think possibly. We only talked about the teaser with the, like, let me hopscotch through the ocean on ice
we
platforms.
We definitely talked about
that one,
which may show up later in this compilation trailers. What's happened to society? But also, I don't think we've ever talked about this. This is so much plot. I don't like any of this.
None of it?
None of it.
I kind
of
like the intro. I thought that was fun.
No, I don't. I know.
Liam Neeson dad? I thought that was fun.
Liam Neeson was in it.
No, I don't think it was. It was, but the dad was Liam Neeson. Oh, like, right. It wasn't actually Liam Neeson, but he was Liam Neeson.
Less from you, I need. I don't know. There's too much going on in this. What do you think is going on? There's a lot of plots, and I'm not comfortable with that much plot in a trailer. So that's I guess, my 2 cents on this.
And there's plot, but it's not really coherent. It's like, I don't really understand what's going on.
This is my guess. We find out that Elsa is probably from some other country, some magical city that disappeared and only appears every once in a while or something that you can't get to.
Brigadoon.
Sure. And she's going back there constantly, or she's trying to go back there, and Anna's around for the joy, for the ride. And yeah, that's it.
So they're trying to get to Canada.
I think so.
It looks like Canada.
Sure.
That's what the rumors say. They say it's Canada.
That is Canada. Yes. They're going across the Bering Strait.
Yes.
Matt, have you seen Frozen?
No, all my knowledge of Frozen has been secondhand knowledge in a zone in Kingdom Hearts 3, so I absolutely know nothing about Frozen. I've actually never even watched Let It Go or listened to Let It Go or anything like
really?
That. Yes. So,
you're the one who has not heard that song. Huh, we got a great group together for this. Yeah. Awesome. I think they're trolls. They're rock trolls in this.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mountain trolls. I like that.
Were they in the first movie?
They were. They were definitely in the first movie. They had a
what
whole
is
song
happening?
Number.
There was never that in the first movie.
No, that was
not,
totally
I
in
was
the
not
first
a
movie.
They had a whole
fan.
Number. Like,
what are we talking about? I am talking about the giants. The giant
rock
people.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the little guys who, like, with the colorful hair.
Those are the trolls. The little rock dudes with the puffy hair are in this one.
Yes.
Or were in the
ones who said, hey, maybe you should talk to your daughter, and then the parents heard, right, shut her up in her room.
Yeah.
Let her shun her powers. Got it.
Yeah.
Conceal, don't feel.
Right. Wait, were they the ones who advised that?
No, you're completely right.
That was the
dumbass king's interpretation of their advice.
Like, oh, did you just call me Vin?
I almost did, yes.
Good. I'm now Vin.
We've been here before.
So I don't know. This is way too much plot for me. She's, instead of running into the beach, which she had no idea, I thought she was running to Tarzan, deep cut,
right.
Tarzan.
Yeah.
Nice.
But instead, she is in fact running to meet Water Horse Person?
Yeah. There is like a Water Horse thing. Like we see Olaf look and find the Water Horse there at one point, and like it seems to keep coming back. Maybe she's supposed to tame the water horse?
I thought she was trying to like prevent like a tidal wave or something with the whole entire freezing the wave.
Oh, she was freezing it. If this is a climate change episode of Frozen,
there
I would be
are
in.
Theories.
Oh my
because
God.
Then at the end of this, you see Olaf looks like he's a little melty, and you see him looking into like a puddle, and he's like, are we always gonna be in mortal danger? And his like nose is dripping or something.
If this is a final reach out to Yennials, is that what you, how you pronounce that thing? Probably not.
Care. Not sure.
Zennials? Zennials? Probably. Whatever.
To not boomers.
Yeah, the opposite of boomers, whatever that is. If this is like a call out to them, say, all right, this is Disney saying we woke. I am on board. I'm not really on board. This was a really bad trailer for me. It was way too, I hate
it. It has too much, too much oh my intro. God, adventure, let's go. There's so much to do and all of these things, and you don't know why. I don't know.
It's weird because I'm usually one to sort of say, like, I like plot in my trailers, and I like the bits of plot we have in this. Like, I like the King's intro on the magical land with the mist and everything else. But it does feel like we get a lot of the best moments out of the movie in the trailer, which I'm not really fond of. But I do want to know what your movie's about, and that's... Like, I feel like it at least kind of gets on there, but I'm still questioning what is the movie about, but I think I get the heart of it.
Yeah, my criticism of the original trailers is like, I have no idea what this is, but I don't want to see more backstory of these characters. You don't have to explain where the magic comes from. That makes the magic boring, and that's what I'm so worried about in here. But now I also see the cool plot. Like, I'm pretty sure those giant rock people were like a big reveal, but instead it's just like, oh, there'll be giant rock people. Never you mind, kids. We've read your letters.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch the next trailer and see if this gets worse. All right, it's a minute long. I see hands up. I also want to say something. Matt first.
All right, yes. Little clarification as someone that didn't see the movie. I guess, was Elsa considered a dangerous person?
I am going to veto Matt's existence and on this podcast, Michelle.
I can answer his question.
Okay, fine.
I'll answer your question. I won't veto you. It was just the fear of the unknown kind of thing. Like, she has these powers. Nobody really knows.
She totally froze the entire country.
Yeah, that too. Still, so where it's like...
Whoa, I'm going to veto Michelle on this fuck.
It's not a big country. There's like one city.
Oh, okay. They didn't know. And she may or may not have frozen Anna's heart once, but
also
like...
Also almost killed her sister twice.
But she was fine because then she cured her with love.
All right,
sibling
cool.
love, not romantic love.
Michelle, what were you going to say before?
So, all right, anyway, climate change. maybe the rocks have something to do with, like, shifting plates.
She meant the rock, and it was all up.
And, like, they're releasing magma out of the earth, and she needs to freeze them back in place so that the world does not volcanically erupt.
Yeah, I want to say something. Bold cause. I think this is... Disney trying to build its own princess-based cinematic universe.
Oh my
Moana. God. Moana was the one making the water horse. That's the lava monster from mountains coming.
And then they do go see find Tarzan.
Yes. Tarzan's involved somehow. These could be a princess.
Well, we already saw Merida's family.
And Merida's big towers of rock. That's not what they're called. What are they called?
Huh?
Stonehenges?
Menhirs?
Wait, what?
Standing
obelisks?
Stones?
Yeah, or... You know, I'm going to go with standing stone.
Obelisks are carved.
Oh, okay.
I'm vetoing both of you for this podcast. All right.
A horse. More horse in this. I was kind of into that, actually.
She seemed surprised by the horse. It didn't seem like she was actually, like, actively trying to do something with the horse. She was like, huh, that's a thing, and then went on to do her thing.
We also got a thing where it looks like the main troll shaman dude, or whatever, is telling her or giving her a vision of the things that are going to come, because we see those
Superman versus snowflakes. Batman Superman version. Like, all these are just visions? Like, none of this actually happened?
No, we saw the horse made of snowflakes and then the giants made of snowflakes.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's much better than actually whole parts of the trailer being, this is just a dream sequence. No. All right, let's watch the next trailer.
Oh, this is the teaser.
All right, so this is the... We covered this trailer before. This is the teaser trailer, which I didn't realize was this long. It's a lot longer than I thought it would be.
It's quite a tease.
Yeah. I hated it at first. Well, not hated. You know, I'm not an internet jerk.
You were nonplussed.
I was just, because I don't know what this is about. Or using Al's actual word is probably nonplussed. Yes. But, like, I liked it better now.
Yeah, I agree. This was way better than the other ones.
I was like, I like this trailer so much more than the story that's being presented in the in the actual trailers.
Yeah, it's nice to see Anna like kind of pushing her limits and freezing the ocean partially and trying to still baffling what this movie's about. Except now, I think the theme is full. Like this.
Yeah,
season.
There's a lot of autumn going on. Yeah, which is weird for a movie releasing in the last month of
November,
the last 30 days of fall.
I think November still counts.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's the very end of November.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of this, actually. It's like, there's a lot going on here, and it's weird how much more we're getting out of so much less.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying it. Like, just Elsa just trying really hard to just try and, like, what seems to be, like, running past through the ocean.
To find the corpses of her parents.
I mean, yeah, fair.
Remember? But they died.
Oh, yeah.
They died in the water.
Yeah.
In a boating accident. I like looking at Matt's face when I just tell him pieces of truth about this movie that just is a little bit misleading, but still he's like, boating accident.
And then Ariel used to hang out in their shipwreck.
We can do this.
The Disney cinematic universe continues.
I'm still thinking Frank might have a point though, actually.
I do not.
Disney might actually be aiming absolutely to try not. And get like
not gonna happen.
No, are they just gonna scrap all their original ones that don't fit in and start over? No,
the fans have come up with so many like convoluted ways.
There's literally a video being advertised to us, 10 Disney princess connections that will make your jaw drop.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, Rapunzel and Anna are not twins.
They are not.
No.
Yeah, but like what Rapunzel does for a fact exists in the Frozen universe.
What, being locked in a tower?
No, what she was actually in the movie, though. I mean, that's not just an
Easter egg.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Rapunzel was
that's
short hair Rapunzel after the movie's over. I guess she gets a buzz cut. And that's not what the hairstyle is called.
Pixie cut.
And then, yeah, she's in the crowd at the wedding or something.
Yeah.
Maybe she was at the crowd at the funeral. That would be really depressing.
Was
it
the crowning?
Was the wedding or the coronation?
Event.
When Elsa... You know, opens the gates for the first time.
Yes.
In forever.
So, man, less is more is, I think, one of the things we learned about trailers.
Yeah.
Even when we asked for more earlier. So, I hope a bunch of trailer professionals listen to the show and are just pulling their hair out right now. Just going, we gave you everything you wanted and you didn't like it. What's our final thoughts on what this movie is going to be about? I think Disney Cinematic Universe... It's not true, but that's what I'm going to say. Anybody else? Any wild ideas?
Climate change.
Just climate change.
Climate change.
Yes. Anybody?
Anna and Elsa's wild Canadian adventure.
Okay, cool. Maple syrup.
Unexpected crossover with Brother Bear.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
Al?
I think they go and they fight rock giants. I think it's just, you know.
It's a D&D adventure.
It's a D&D adventure. It's the whole thing.
Matt, you're the one who's going to know more than anybody.
I'm going to say it's going to be the Disney Dark Souls.
Yeah! Can you imagine if they made a movie Dark Souls and this is how they chose to release it? They're like, oh, we didn't mention anything about the square character. No, just putting it out. Sorry.
Well, like, the beginning of the teaser is real ominous. Like, they could really go with that.
Yeah. All right, it's possible. So, if you like this crap, wow.
Kind of brutal there, Frank.
Subscribe, I guess. Whatever. Whatever, man.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.